It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Gene Purcell in for Veronica Rickert. This week on Central Time, we're talking with the candidates in a variety of races who are facing primary elections next week. And today, we're talking with the candidates seeking Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District seat. Earlier in the show, we spoke with incumbent Gwen Moore and her Democratic primary challenger, Gary George. And in a few moments, we'll hear from Republican Dan Sebring. His opponent, David King, was scheduled to talk with us in this time slot, but had to attend to a family matter today and is not able to join us.
We turn now to a reporter in Milwaukee, Chuck Kornbach, to tell us a little more about the district and the race and how it's shaping up so far. Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Good afternoon.
Well, we just heard from the Democratic candidates in the race, Gary George and incumbent Gwen Moore. Are people seeing Gary George as a big primary threat to the incumbent?
Well, by most measurements, Gwen Moore has a better network than Gary George does in terms of volunteers and supporters. There has been no huge desertion from Gwen Moore by the more progressive Democrats who tend to vote more often in primaries. Gary George has been out doing interviews, is up very much on the issues, as you just heard, as is Representative Moore. But again, George's efforts seem to be more at an individual basis, and he's not doing a lot of spending on television. He's doing YouTube ads and so on. Unless that changes in the next week or so, Moore just has the broader incumbent support, it seems.
Then on the Republican side, we've got Dan Sebring, who's made a few runs against Gwen Moore in the past, against David King. He's run for office before, not for this one, though. For making it through the Republican primary, does this give Dan Sebring a leg up with maybe a little more name recognition?
Well, you might think so. I mean, as you say, he was the candidate in the fall of 2010 against Gwen Moore, and also in the fall of 2012 against Gwen Moore. So if Republican voters in the 4th, there are some, but perhaps not many, would decide that they want to keep the momentum going for Mr. Sebring, they will return him as their nominee for November. If they want to try someone new, at least in this category, David King, who's a minister in Milwaukee, would be their choice. But Sebring, again, has the bigger name recognition, having been on the ballot twice.
This is, I think, widely viewed as a safe Democratic seat. How tall an order is it for a Republican to come out ahead in November?
Well, 2010, Gwen Moore in November accumulated 143,000 votes, Dan Sebring 61,000. In 2012, with President Obama on the ballot, she picked up 235,000 votes to Sebring's 81,000. Now, if you think 2010 might be more like 2014 in terms of turnout, the numbers, the gap would still be about 2.5 times. Now, Sebring will argue, probably shortly with you, that Representative Moore has not done the deal, has not brought enough jobs to the district, has not been an effective representative as she should have been. That may play with some voters, but again, Moore has not been widely criticized by the mainstream left of center folks in Milwaukee.
And does this Democratic domination of this district go back quite a long ways?
Well, the district changed with various redistricting. You know, Milwaukee used to have two representatives. One was basically the north side of Milwaukee, and one was basically the south side. Now, Representative Moore, I believe, represents the whole city as well as a suburb or two. She's the main Democrat in Milwaukee, which has been pretty reliable for the Democratic Party in a number of different races over the last, going back to Tommy Thompson's time and really before that.
Is this a race that you expect to see a lot of turnout, especially on the primary day?
Well, that's the key, I think, is getting those supporters. If Gwen Moore has this network of supporters and is taking Gary George seriously, like her campaign says she does, then turnout will be a key, because in low turnout races, things can sometimes get surprising and upsets can occur. I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but I think Moore needs to make sure that her people get out to the polls, her supporters get out to the polls, just to make sure that perceived advantage that she has translates to reality on election day.
We've got statewide Democratic primaries for attorney general and for governor. While those are higher profile races, are those, given the matchups we see in the primaries, are those things that you think might drive turnover in that district?
Turnout.
Yeah.
Turnout. In the attorney general's race, certainly there's a lively Democratic primary. I don't know about in the governor's race, but in the attorney general, that will help turn out. Next week in Milwaukee, then early voting has certainly started here. Not as much early voting as previous years due to the Walker administration, but there's some early voting going on. But, what Gwen Moore, I think, would like to be doing is helping those Democratic candidates, especially in the governor's race, make introductions in Milwaukee and meet people here. But she's rather frustrated that she's having to run against former Senator George. But that's the way it is. And we'll see how active she is with the top-of-the-ticket Democrats if she wins the primary. If she doesn't win the primary, if Gary George wins and pulls an upset, then all bets are off in terms of how the 4th District would vote in November.
What are you going to be watching for as you're reporting this election between now and the primary election day?
Well, just sort of unexpected things or maybe suspected things, see if they materialize. Senator George, some think that he's being strongly backed by the school voucher movement. Will there be last-minute spending in favor of him or help at the doors and so on? On the Republican side, I don't know, probably the same sort of thing in terms of the last-minute unexpected charges. But again, I'm not sure the Republican side will be as close, and I'm not sure the Democratic side will be as close. But as I say, there's always sort of these last-minute possibilities that can crop up, especially in a relatively low turnout primary.
And then while we've got you, I want to look ahead a little bit to November. One of the big strategies, I guess maybe the big strategy in the race for governor, is to get your supporters to turn out and really concentrate on your high volume supporter districts for the Republicans. That tends to be that suburban belt around Milwaukee. Democrats, it tends to be Milwaukee. Are you expecting to see a whole lot of media action, a lot of campaigning in that part of the state?
Well, already is. Governor Walker was out in Waukesha yesterday encouraging about 75 volunteers to keep at the doors for me. He said complacency is his campaign's biggest soft spot, that people think, well, he won in 2010, he won in 2012, he ought to win in 2014, but that's not what the polls say necessarily. Polls say very close. Mary Burke's been over here, was at State Fair last week, was in Racine and Kenosha over the weekend. So there already been a lot of activity, and, it's not quite a sprint yet, but they picked up the pace, and I think after next Tuesday, things will really ramp up.
Chuck, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kornbach. He's WPR's reporter in Milwaukee. In just a moment, we'll hear from one of the two Republican candidates in the race, Dan Sebring. And remember, all week here on Central Time and in the morning on the Joy Cardine Show, we're bringing you candidate forums in congressional primaries, the governor's race, and other statewide races, anywhere there's a contested primary.